Yeah, I agree with you. They definitely you know, didn't we're doing part two of Sports Guru Live here. Sharon Cummins had a phone call interrupt the first one, so hopefully that won't happen again. I should have definitely put a block on that, and actually next time when I record, I will do that. So you know, you got to live and learn. But anyway, well, yeah, Sharon was saying that you thought Pittsburgh should have had a much better record in the second half, regardless. Correct. Yeah, and Ben was terrible. I mean, I don't know how you could be a Steeler fan and not realize how bad Ben Roethlisberger was. He was, you know, and then also, you know, who was, what's his name was exposed? The wide receiver. He, you know, who runs his mouth all the time. Yeah, Juju the Great. Yeah, Juju the Great, you know, as we like to call him. Another clown. Yeah, and actually he took less money to stay with the Steelers, so I'm not sure why he did that. I'm not in his pocket. You know, the only thing I would say is... I'll say that again. Well, that's allegedly he had more money from Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. He, you know, that's what was, that was out there. I mean, how everyone puts everybody's business out there is beyond me. But yes, he had an offer from Baltimore, and I think he had an offer from another team that was greater than the Steelers offer. But he chose to go to the Steelers, and like I said, that's his business. I can't knock him. I'm not going to sit up there and knock him for doing that. Yes, this is DH Groove and the great Sharon Cummins, Sports Guru Live, 11:52 Eastern Standard Time. We come here each and every Saturday, and now we're on Anchor, and hopefully we'll be broadcasting to many different platforms like Spotify and iTunes and places like that, so you can get this podcast there as well. So we're just trying to expand the game, trying to get in the game, me and Sharon, and once we get on Spotify, you know, that's monetary considerations. They, you know, if enough people listen, Sharon, you go on to our Spotify and everything on, and that then commercials will solicit us, and then that's how you get paid. So, you know, you're always talking about getting paid. Well, hey, now this is a way that, you know, you can, and there's nothing, no shame in getting paid. I mean, I'm not in it for the money, but if you do a good job and people support you, hey, nothing wrong with that either. I mean, I don't turn money down. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Most people don't. I mean, you know, anybody else, Jemele Hill or Stephen A. Smith and all these other broadcasters, they all trying to make as much money as they can. So why can't the average Joe try to make some money off the deal? Our shows is just as informative and just as good as theirs. I mean, quite frankly, some of these guys that come on, like I said, the Sal Licata on WFAN, he stinks. The young lady that comes on after him, she stinks. The lady, I mean, they got some bad broadcasters. I mean, you talk about Blaine, a steak without any seasoning. That's exactly what you got with most of these people on the air. Some of them. I mean, it's just really sad what has happened to sports talk radio here, specifically in New York. I mean, even the afternoon drive, you got Michael Kay and them, who I'm not a big fan of. You got the other team on WFAN with Craig Carlin, who is a criminal who they allowed to come back and get his job. And then the other guy, not Iron Eagle, what's the other clown that used to be with Joe Beningo? He's on there. And so you got these two clowns and they stink. They beat them in the ratings war, and then you would think they won a civil war or something. So it's amazing how people, you know, just get all trumped up about certain things. So once again, definitely we're glad to come to you each and other Saturday. Wherever you get your podcast, you definitely want to see Sports Guru Live, and me and the great Sharon Cummins. We should. I'm going to try to see if we can put this on later and see what happens. And also we want to do some things in terms of we want to do a relaunching. I took a podcasting class this afternoon, and one of the things that they said is you want to relaunch or launch your podcast. So I did a little research on that, and then also they said you wanted to get like a known guest. So that they just said that that gives you credibility. So that's one of the things that I'll be working on. Also to try to get some known people to come on our show. And once someone does like that, then the next known person will come. The next known person. And then all of a sudden now your show has more legitimacy to it. So there's a lot of things, you know, that I learned today. They also wanted you to pay $1,000 for their little kit, which I declined for that. But I'm not saying it wasn't worth it. I should give the guy a pop in terms of his name. I just made a booboo myself. That was, oh man, I'll tell you. Oh, here it is. It's still going. Okay. Oh, wow. So we're still once again live on the CSB Sports Guru Live, Sharon Cummins and the guru himself, DH Groove. And that would be me. And we're talking just a little bit about the draft. And obviously we talked a little bit about the NBA a little earlier and so on and so forth. And obviously the Lakers and a terrible loss for the Lakers yesterday. I blame it a little bit on Vogel. Because, you know, with this, you know, I didn't like the fact that he let come back into the game and then didn't put Horton Tucker back in, didn't Gasol had one of his better games. He didn't put him back in the game. And he puts in, Morris back in the game. Morris scored 3 points. Morris was terrible. Morris hasn't hit a three-pointer in about 6 games. I mean, you know, that's what he does best. And he couldn't hit a three-pointer in 6 games. And you're putting him back in the game. But the other two players who played Tucker, who scored twice as many points as Morris, and Gasol, who almost scored twice as many points, because Gasol had 5 points in that game. So you got 6 from Tucker, 5 from Gasol, and you got 3 points Morris.
Kuzma was
too. Yeah, Kuzma was terrible. Kuzma only scored 2. Kuzma only scored 2 points. Yeah, he's so inconsistent that and it's funny that you mention him because they took Drummond out of the game with like maybe 2 or 3 minutes left to go in the game, and who did they put in? And they put Kuzma back in. So they wanted to go small, I guess, because of matchup. They were trying to match up defensively against what Sacramento was putting out on the court. But ultimately, it didn't work. You know, they did have a shot at the end. LeBron, you know, he took the 3. I don't blame him for taking it. You didn't really have a lot of time to drive, to be honest with you, especially when they committed that foul that took about 2 seconds off the clock. So he took a shot. He had a good look. He just missed it. But they really shouldn't have been in that spot in the first place. They had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they couldn't hold it. So that was the big difference. And they couldn't hold it because of the lineup that he chose to use, Vogel, in the fourth quarter, which gave up the lead. I mean, you know, that's the bottom line. You can't give up a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter to an inferior team.
Okay, this is what I don't understand. LeBron was out for so long, and he come back and still scored 16 points and never been back in the game. Why would Davis take so long?
Well, Davis has played better in his last couple of games, but maybe he just... one thing about LeBron, and I don't know if you heard the comment that LeBron made about he'll never be the same again. That's unfortunate, but the one thing about LeBron, you know, LeBron is just a freak when it comes to his body. It was surprising that he came and all of a sudden out of the blue and Friday, boom, you're hearing throughout the day he's gonna play. So I was elated. I was shocked. I had a lot of different emotions about that. And, you know, it was just kind of interesting that, you know, he had to wait until he felt he was ready, and he kept it kind of secret, as, you know, LeBron is known to do. And then he came out, and like you said, he played really good. Now, I do feel he didn't have the lift that he normally has. And that's probably what he was alluding to. And whether he'll ever be able to get that back again, I won't be able to say. Obviously, we can tell as time goes on. You hope that he can, but, you know, for his first game back, I thought he played more than adequate. I thought he played well.
No, MVP now. I think they should give it to Djokovic.
Yeah, he's been the only consistent player throughout the year. The fact that he's played all year, I'm just glad Harden is not getting it, because, you know, Harden... You know, he's a joke. What he did with Houston was a joke. What he did to Stephen Silas was a joke. And so, yeah, I'm really happy that that's not going to happen.
He should get. He deserves it. And he's a very good player.
Yeah, he's done an excellent job. I mean, how can we knock, you know, the season that he's had? In Denver, since Murray has gotten hurt, I think they're like 8-9 or 10-1, something like that. So they play good, although I'm not afraid of them in the playoffs. But, hey, anything can happen. And maybe he cements that MVP by beating the Lakers or the Clippers in the first round. So time will have to tell. But, if you know, obviously I'm going to put my money always on LeBron James, and I'm going to put the fact that I think the Lakers – They'll figure it out one way or another. And I'll tell you, if the Lakers do win another championship back-to-back this year, LeBron James is going to go down probably as the greatest player ever to live. I mean, he'll be one behind Jordan as far as championships concerned. I don't care about the MVPs as much. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't win another MVP. He should have already won more, but he, you know, even last year was his MVP, and they changed the criteria. Up until last year, it was always, LeBron is in the East. LeBron is in the East. That's why, you know, he can have the record, so on and so forth. But then all of a sudden, then last year, LeBron is in the West. Now all of a sudden they give it to what's his name? The guy in Milwaukee. Yeah. They give it to him, to Giannis, and Giannis plays in the East. And now all of a sudden there's no discount for the East. It's a penalty to be in the West. Denver wins the West. Well, we'll see. We'll see, Nick. We got two little friendly wagers going. Number one, we got the wager about your favorite team, the Knickerbockers. I like Atlanta in the first round. So does, well, Sharon, who do you like in the first round?
Like what?
Atlanta and New York. Okay, so Sharon's not sure, but I'm sure. I'm taking Atlanta, and I'm taking my man Lil Trey. And then as far as the Denver, I don't see Denver. Even if they beat the Lakers or somehow in the 3-6 matchup, if that's what it continues to turn out to be, I still don't see Denver coming out of the West. No, I would say Phoenix will come out then, because I'm not going to trust the Clippers, and I'm not going to trust Utah. So I'm not trusting Utah. I'm not trusting the Clippers. I would go, if the Lakers don't come out, my second team to come out would be Phoenix. And that would be unfortunate, because I don't see Phoenix winning a championship just because Chris Paul is on that team. But nevertheless, right now, if the Lakers don't get out of the West, which I still think they will, but if they didn't for whatever reason, I'm not going with Denver. Although Denver has played very well. I have to give you give them credit, and certainly you're not crazy for making that statement, Nick. You have every right to make that statement, and who knows? Maybe you might be right at the end of the day, and maybe I might be wrong. But I just don't think if you're missing your best or your second best player that you're going to go to the finals. I just think that at some point, you know, he was great last year. He really was. You know, he was great up until the time when he tried to, you know, go at LeBron James, and then it all came crashing down. Just like it came crashing down for what's his name, the guy in on Portland, Dame Dollar, and it came crashing down to Harden. You know, all these guys, you know, they were supposed to be so great, and they was riding high until LeBron James decided to check them in the fourth quarter and lock them down, just like in a prison, lock them down.
I watched a clip where, you remember when Giannis played the Lakers? The pandemic started.
Right.
I don't know if you ever seen. And when LeBron put him down, and then he said, give it to him, bro. Give it to him. You have to see that. It's so funny.
Yeah, it was. I remember exactly what you're talking about. LeBron locked him up, man. He locked him up, and he gave him the business. You know, and then some people talk about giving him the MVP for the third straight year. You got to be out of your mind. It's amazing. Even Curry. I mean, talk about Curry for MVP when a guy is in a 10th spot. I mean, you know, actually the terrible. Oh yeah, Chris Paul deserves to be way ahead of Curry. And another thing, Curry, you know, they better be lucky. Although they definitely beat a terrible team tonight in the Houston Rockets, but they got to remember Zion and them are right behind them. They're only 3.5 games behind them. And I believe if memory serves me correctly, they played them three times in the last 8 games of the season. But only problem is they got another Sisters of the Poor on that eight in those other five games too. So I think, you know, if I'm safe to say, I think Golden State will be in that 10 spot. But what does that mean? You're in a 10 spot.
The guy was one of the players out for the season.
For who?
Kelly Obi.
Who?
I think Kelly Obi Jr. something.
Kenny who? Kelly Oubre, I'll look up his last name, how you pronounce. Yeah, Kelly Oubre, that's how you say his name. But he's not, I mean, he's okay. I mean, he's not bad, but he's part of the people that they keep knocking whenever they lose. You know, whenever Golden State loses, oh, Kelly Oubre Jr. is terrible. Or, you know, he's not getting it done, or he can't shoot, or he can't do that. But when he plays well, he never gets any of the credit. It's always Curry, you know, or Draymond stinks, you know, because Draymond, you know, in a couple of games this year, we get 15-20 assists in one game. I mean, you know, and close to the same amount of rebounds. I mean, he's had, and now his shooting, for whatever reason, I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why you get worse, you know.
Yeah. What's going on? Can't shoot no more?
Well, his percentage has gone down greatly, so I don't know why that is. Can we bring him on? Let's see. Hold on. No, I can't do that right now. Can I? Let's see. Let's see what we could do here.
So the Lakers tied with Dallas.
Oh, so Dallas beat them?
Yeah, they beat them by one.
Oh.
The Lakers better win tomorrow.
Well, what about Portland? Portland plays, who do they play tomorrow? Yeah, they got a big game tomorrow also. If you can look that up, because I can't really look it up right now because I got all the screens being taken. 17 minutes and counting so far on Anchor, now on the Anchor app. So hopefully we'll be able to produce this show and be able to send this show out there. And then also, I was trying to add Mr. Ross, but for whatever reason, he can't come on. And right now with the beautiful Sharon Cummins and Talking Sports, 12:08. AM New York City, where they say all the ladies are pretty, and I'm DH Groove. This is Sports Guru Live. We come to you each and every Saturday about 10 o'clock, and we will be distributing this on a number of different platforms, you know, trying to not so much disassociate ourselves with Facebook, but certainly just trying to spread our wings a little bit, you know. Facebook has a lot of different rules and regulations, and now, you know, we just want to, you know, get with the times and do this podcasting and some other forms of just getting our product out there. So we welcome everyone, and we appreciate you for joining us. So we say thank you. And once again, here in New York City, where once again I say all the ladies are pretty, they say. And the Lakers now tied with Dallas for that six spot. Eugene Morris is in the house. Hey, what's going on, Eugene? Hey, about time, man. You know, you used to be on our list. And now I don't know where you are half the time. Out there, you lost so much weight. You got all them girls out there in D.C. So you don't know nobody. I understand, Eugene. What's going on, player? Go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah, after the Lakers tied for the fifth, right?
Oh, it's a... No. Because one of them... Well, one of them's going to be six, right? And then... Well, fifth. Oh, right. Fifth, and then... The loser would be in six, and then obviously the right behind is Portland, which right now is seven in the play-in game. So right, they are that is correct. Fifth, sixth, and then seventh would be Portland, and Portland right now is only what a half a game or a full game behind the Lakers. Yeah, a full game behind the Lakers. And Eugene says Sharon Cummins is beautiful. Oh yes, she is. Really looking very spectacular with her pastel colors. Getting ready for Mother's Day, I suppose.
Okay, Mother's Day. When is Mother's Day? Next Sunday?
Yeah, I believe so. The second Sunday in every May, right? Yeah. So it's not tomorrow or today actually, which is now Sunday. So it would be, I believe it would be next Sunday would be Mother's Day. Absolutely.
Everything's Mother's Day for me, sir.
Yeah, hey, you know, just like, hey, every day I'm retired, man. So every day is beautiful. I, you know, for the most part, you know, 90% of the time I try to keep that motto going. You know, there's that 10% of the time that, you know, things are out of your control, but you know, you try to enjoy each and every day that God gives you. Unfortunately, I mentioned a few times that our boy Herbie, who used to work at Metro North, I work with him, you know, unfortunately passed away about 2 weeks ago. And before that, my man Chris Polite, who also worked for Mechanical, he passed away right after, shortly after getting his retirement. So, you know.
Send me a picture of that one.
Oh, Chris Polite?
Yes, am I?
Yeah, I'll look it up because I'll look it up because they posted it. That's how I found out. And Chris, as I tell the story, it was me, him, and Barry Young on a basketball team when they had the 3-on-3. And Chris was the only nice person on the team. And we were yelling at, me and Barry were yelling at him like he was the reason that we were losing. Meanwhile, it was Barry. Really, it was Barry. Well, I wouldn't even blame myself. Barry was terrible. And Barry couldn't play no basketball. So, you know, he was, actually Barry could jump a little bit, but he didn't have a lot of skill. So, you know, and he had more mouth than anything. So it was a tough day out there in Grand Central. They had the 3-on-3, they used to call it Hoop It Up tournament. Down in Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan, we had some fun. You know, it was more arguing, bickering than anything else. But I'll never forget that time because Chris was just so. I felt so bad afterwards. All I have to do is finally, Big Gino has come back to Facebook. Well, thank you, Big Gino, man. You know, like I said, you got that weight off of you. You know, I guess all those girls down there in Baltimore, you know, biting like fish out there, or crabs, one of the two. Hopefully not those crabs, if you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, bottom line is you're doing your thing, Big Gino, and we miss you. Glad to have you back. And I'm sure Sharon's even happy to see you. You know, we need some of the old crowd. And as I said before, we're going to be on Anchor and Spotify. So please get the download and give us some love over there and give us, you know, a little like and things like that. So thank you, Big Gino. And, you know, what's happening? I mean, who's your team? I forgot who does Big Gino root for? I forgot who.
The Lakers.
Oh, he's a Laker fan, too? Oh, okay, Big Gino. Yeah, okay. We need all. We got a lot of Laker fans on here tonight, except for one guy. That'd be Nicholas Ross, a Knick fan. You know, New York Knick fan, Knickerbockers, I like to call them. Yep. Oh man.
Knickerbocker.
It's so funny. Does Spike Lee goes back to the Garden? Yeah. He's he was on First Take about two or three times with all his Knick gear on and everything. Yeah, he's he had that, obviously, that unfortunate incident with the security at Madison Square Garden. He felt because of Dolan, but the bottom line is Spike will always be a Knick fan. Big Gino needs to know Sharon Cummins, the guru master, has jokes, crabs. Yeah, Nick. I mean, not Nick, Big Gino. I was just giving you the little business about the crabs. I know there's nothing but beautiful ladies out there in Baltimore, in that beautiful Maryland area. Boy, I tell you, man, nothing but beautiful sea, open, you know, ocean. What's that? Ocean City, right? Ocean City, Maryland. I've been wanting to get out there. Maybe, I don't know, you know, once I get my vaccine this next couple before the summer starts, maybe I can go out to Ocean City, Maryland, enjoy. Hey, you could get a hotel room on the beach and just look out the window, have your beautiful lady with you, and, you know, do all unthinkable things and just enjoy yourself in that, just that beautiful weather and that beautiful atmosphere. Love in the air. In fact, after this show is over, the Love Doctor will be in the building and we'll do the musical Storm Soft and Warm just about all night long. And I'm
that's
D.H.
Where the great John Lewis went?
Yes. I believe, well, obviously that's where his constituency was. I think John Lewis was from the Maryland. Can you confirm that for us, Gino? The great John Lewis, who unfortunately passed away about less than 6 months ago. And, you know, sadly so. And what a great, great man he was. A great, great pioneer and a great just person who gave his whole life to public service. This morning I had steak fish with wheat bread, tartar sauce, and iced tea. Well, you came off that diet a little bit, Big Gino. I hope you got on the treadmill afterwards also, you know? Come on, Big G. You know, that's a breakfast fit for kings and queens. 24 minutes and counting on Anchor. So things are working well now with this Anchor app. And I finally figured out how to do it. You have to go on the app itself in order to broadcast continuously. So, hey, man, maybe you can teach old dogs new tricks. Sports Guru Live is in effect, and we're rolling. Oh, it's your cheat day. Yeah, I hear about that. Tomorrow's my cheat day. I usually go and start my breakfast with a little sausage, egg, and cheese, or bacon, egg, and cheese, or maybe I get the three over medium with bacon and sausage, and then I'll maybe throw in some pancakes or some French toast with it. So, yeah, quite a day coming up for me as well, boy, I tell you. There's a place on what's the street in White Plains? Oh my God, I can't think of the name of the street. It's right across from White Plains Hospital. Maybe like two blocks away from White. It's a little greasy spoon. That's what I call those type of hole in the wall. Cause it's a real small place. You really only a couple of seats inside, but man, they make some good food. And I get there as much as I can. I usually just go there on the weekends, but once in a while I'll sneak there on a weekday also. But yeah, I definitely, I'm gonna have my cheat day tomorrow, Big Gino. And, you know, definitely enjoy myself as well. I lost about 10 pounds myself. So, you know, I'm trying to get down a little bit myself. So hopefully I can continue.
That's the best. You don't lose it quite away. You take your time. And that's the best way to.
Yeah, well, I'm going to. That's one of the reasons why I do want to do the vaccine, because I feel that if I can exercise on my bike, and then I can also exercise on my e-bike, my electric bike, and then I can also do swimming. So I want to join back to 24. I'll give them a pop. 24 Hours of Fitness, located on Central Park Avenue in Westchester, and they have a nice pool there. And now with the COVID, you have to basically make an appointment to and reserve your pool lane. So I think you get like 30 minutes. So if I could do that twice a week, you know, for the $40 a week that a month that I would pay, I actually wouldn't mind it. So that's what I think I'm gonna do. Sharon Cumming, what is your favorite part? Part of what? Sharon, when listening to Charlie Wilson Body. Is that a song? I know Charlie Wilson, right?
I posted here.
Oh, okay. So Gino's on your page, apparently so. Gino admiring your page, Sharon. Gino, did you comment on Sharon taking the vaccine and posting it? Come on, you know, she got really all over my case because I didn't comment on it. I may have liked it, but she please comment on it, or you know, she won't ever come to see you down there in Baltimore. You know, even if she does bring another man with her, you know. You know, hey, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, I know Gino, you know, he done lost his weight now. So you can't, you know, it's one thing, you know, when you fat, when you got a little extra weight on you, you know, yeah. you know, it's hard to be the overweight lover. But now Gino is down a couple of sizes, and, you know, looking suave, taking selfies all over the place. Oh, you can't, you know, you can only contain Gino, Big Gino. You can't, you know, that's all you can do with Big Gino now. Right, Big Gino, am I right? I get my next COVID shot next Saturday. See, he's ahead of me. Gino got his second COVID shot coming this Saturday. Oh, what'd you get? Did you get the Pfizer, the Moderna, or did you get the Johnson & Johnson? You had to get those two, because Johnson & Johnson, you would only had one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one did you get? The Moderna?
What'd you get, Big Gino? Let the world know. Did you get the Moderna or the Pfizer? You know, Sharon really wants to know. She claims Moderna is the best one. I will say this. Their stock is at 150. No, actually, it's 178 per share. It was about 2-3 weeks ago, it was about 150 something. So it's gone up $20 in about the last couple of weeks. No, my first shot.
They need to start paying me, because I get a lot of people to take the Moderna.
Yeah, well, like I said, that stock is rising. I certainly want to get me about 5 or 10 shares of that stock before it gets over the $200 plateau. I mean, I definitely want to get that. You know, hopefully I'll be able to put that money aside and get me a few. Because the Pfizer is only at $38 a share. But then again, I'm not opposed to getting about 5 or 10 shares of that too, because who knows, 15 years from now, that might be 138, or that could be 238. So, you know, this is not a stocks and bonds show, but the bottom line is we talk everything. And, yes, I think that those are two stocks that you might want to invest in if you're out there right now, especially if you're investing for your children's future. Or your grandchildren's future. You know, nothing wrong with, you know, a long-term investment, because those things usually don't depreciate. They don't go down in value. They only usually go up. Look at Amazon. Amazon went up about $1,500 in about a year's time. In a year's time, is going up. It went up $1,500, then it went down a little bit. So it's up well over $1,000 more than it was this time last year. Amazing. Amazing. And I'll tell you, they owe a lot of that to me, because I use Amazon just about every other day. So they definitely need to send me a couple of checks. Second shot in 28 days. Okay, well, hey, go ahead, Big Gino. Which shot did you get, Big Gino? You're not listening to us. Did you get the Pfizer or the Moderna? The world wants to know what shot you got.
When did you get the first one? I could tell you which one. When did he get the first one?
He said second one in 28 days. So that he got the Moderna, right? Okay. He got the Moderna, because that's about a month. So he got the other one is only 3 weeks. So we figured it out. Big Gino got the Moderna. Go ahead, Big Gino. Where did you get it done at? Did you get it done at ShopRite or where'd you say? Not ShopRite. What was the other one? Stop and Shop, CVS, Rite Aid. Walgreens. Yeah, where did you get it done at, Gino? Let's give him a shout. Give him a little free advertising here on Sports Guru Live. Yeah, why not? You never know. It all comes back to you, right? You know, you share the love comes back to you. Here we are. We're on Anchor for 31 minutes. We're going to try to go for an hour on Anchor so we can have an hour show on Anchor, and then we'll call it a night. So we got about 28 more minutes live on the CSP across the country on Facebook Live. I'm D.H. Grove, the wonderful Sharon Cummins, and Big Gino in the house. Oh, the pharmacy. Okay, so what was the name of the pharmacy, Big Gino? Was it No Frills Pharmacy? Was it Joe Blow's Pharmacy? Or was it CVS Pharmacy? Or Rite Aid Pharmacy? Or, as Sharon so eloquently stated, was it Walgreens Pharmacy? Yes, we want to know, Big Gino. What pharmacy? Highland Town Pharmacy. Wow, never heard of that one. That must be a Baltimore. That must be a Baltimore, Maryland special. Hey, do they sell crab legs there too, Big Gino? You know, crab legs. You can get crab legs at that pharmacy. I'm just wondering, man. That's all. You know, no disrespect. You know, I love crab legs. I love seafood, even though I have gout and I can't really, you know, eat a shellfish. At least that's what the doctor says. Once in a while, I'll sneak a shrimp in there. So, but...
Really? What? You're allergic to shrimp?
No, when you have gout, supposedly you shouldn't have you shouldn't have red meat. Say that again, I'm sorry.
You know what? I didn't know you have gout. That's my uncle had it. You know what it's called?
Yeah, rich man's disease, right? Oh, Kingsman. Okay. No, well, supposedly because of the rich food that you eat.
Those are not healthy.
Well, I never knew that shellfish was so unhealthy for you. Obviously, beef and red meat, you know, I guess people have said that that could be bad for you.
Yeah, but it's not at least what how much, because red meat, beef stay the longest in your body. The digestion system, it stay like months in there. You know that, right?
Well, I go to the bathroom regularly, so I don't think it stays in for me months.
It's in your blood. It's not like
I try to be regular every day, Sharon, to be honest with you. But
it stays in your body for so long. That's why you're not supposed to eat it regular. And the lot of men like their red meat.
Yeah, well, I've only had like burgers well, this year, what, January, February, March, April, now we're in May. So 5 months. I'd say I've had about 3 or 4 burgers in the 5 months. So I cheat a couple of times. Maybe, you know, if I didn't have gout, I would have probably had burgers 30 or 40 times.
Painful.
Say that again?
It's painful. It's
yeah, but you know what? My feet are always hurting. Even if I don't have it. So that's why sometimes I don't mind cheating, because I've tried so many different, I just got this thing called magnesium spray, and I've been using that. And, you know, I haven't really noticed a great difference to per se. It feels a little better, but not great. And then I have this magnesium cream that I've been rubbing in there. Unfortunately, I haven't had a nice pretty woman to come over and to rub my feet for me, but you know, who. The what?
The pineapple.
Oh yeah, I have pineapple. Yes, I do have pineapples.
You never do the pineapple with the aloe and the cucumber. I tell you, it flushes, and you don't listen to Sharon.
You said pineapples. What was the second thing?
Aloe.
Aloe.
And cucumber. Do not peel the cucumber. You're gonna cut it up.
Oh, cucumber. Oh, okay. No, I always buy cucumbers. I actually get them from Trader Joe's, the natural ones.
Do wash the cucumber, don't peel it, just cut it up, dice it, put it in your ninja bullet of which one you are.
Right.
You could buy the, you know, great, like.
Well, the only problem with that, Sharon, is that that has the cucumber, not the cucumber, the pineapple has a lot of sugar in it. And because of my diabetes, I'm not supposed to have a lot of sugar.
You put one piece of the pineapple in.
Oh, just one?
Yeah, you don't have, it's not, just a little slice of the pineapple.
Oh, okay, well, I bought the frozen pineapple. I bought a whole package of them, so I can do that. Well, the one that I have in the freezer right now is natural pineapple. It's not. It's just like I get the natural strawberry, you know. And I get the natural blueberries. They all come in like a little package. So no, I'll try that. Actually, you know what? When I go to Trader Joe's this week,
it's good for swelling. It takes out. You could Google. It takes out swelling.
So the only thing I really have to get is the aloe. Right, because that's the only ingredient that I don't really have in the house right now is the aloe. So,
buy from Trader Joe's or what? Do they have healthy aloe in the bottle, the water, you know?
Oh, because it's called aloe. How do you spell it?
Yes, A-L-O-E, aloe.
Okay, aloe. Okay, all right. So no, actually, I'm scheduled to go to Trader Joe this week. Before I go, because I usually go to Trader Joe's, then I go to Stop and Shop, and then once in a while I'll go to Acme. You know, I don't usually go to all three in 1 week, but I'll go to 2 1 week, and then I'll go to one another. But the next time I go, I'll be going to Trader Joe's. So I'm just going to get the aloe, and I'm going to try it. I'm really going to try it. I will. That shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, it's going to refresh your father. Oh, you're going to say, oh my God, it's going to refresh your father all day.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna definitely give it a shot, because, like I said, nothing has really seemed to work as far as this gout/arthritis. And like I said, I go to the only good thing is I was able to get my pension 18 months after I retired. So instead of having to wait 5 years for it, that was one of the reasons why I got it earlier. So that actually was helpful. But, you know, no one wants to be in pain. It is what it is. But if I have to be in pain, at least I should be compensated for it. So I am happy about that. But yeah, I'll definitely try it. I'm definitely going to try it. No question about it. Really? Oh, okay. So he must have had it really bad, huh?
Yes, he had it bad. Very handsome dude. Oh my God.
Yeah, it does. It's not easy, because sometimes, like, it affects the way you walk and things like that. But you know, also when I was swimming and when I was getting massages, that's why another reason why I'm definitely going to get the vaccine is because I want to go back swimming. I want to go do my massages, and those are the two things that really, really, be honest with you, have really helped me with my gout and diabetes. So I got to do the things to help me. And like I said, I really want to move out of New York next year. So, you know, I just want to kind of like cut back a little bit in terms of, you know, things that I'm doing. In terms of like, you know, I just want to do my little exercise and do what I need to do as far as that's concerned. Try to eat a little healthier, you know, kind of stay close to the vest. I'm not going to do too much traveling. And then hopefully at some point, you know, I'll be able to buy my little dream house down there in Delaware. Even though I got a few friends that want me to move to Atlanta, but I don't think I'm going down to the old country Atlanta, Georgia. I don't think I'm going all the way down there with them boys. Yeah, and the peach down there, the southern peaches, you know, maybe I could see NeNe or somebody down there, Atlanta Housewives or something, you know. Yeah, NeNe.
No NeNe. Better you say Cynthia. Give me some Cynthia.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, what's the name? Candy. Is her name Candy?
No, Candy Barry.
Yeah, Candy. Although Candy Barris, I'll give them a plop right now on the, I think it's May 22nd or 24th, the new season of Shy. I believe season number 3 will be coming back on. And I love Shy. And Candy Barris, oh boy, she was on there with her big ass self, boy, doing the nasty on there. So, yeah, it's Candy Barris, boy. She ain't a bad looking. I mean, if you like big booties, boy, you know, big Candy, you know, she certainly has one, man. And she was doing the nasty on that show too, boy. You know, so give her a little pop. You know, she's, you know, hey, she's not no A-list actress, but she does a little bit of everything though.
Yeah, she's very, 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 yeah. Did you watch Survivor Remorse? LeBron produced it, right?
Survivor Remorse. Oh yeah, I did watch that. Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while, but yeah, I used to watch that.
Executive producer, right?
Yeah, it's coming back on because that came on in. What does it come back on?
Yeah, BET.
Oh, it's on BET. Okay, yeah, so I'll be able to check that out on there because I have BET. Yeah, definitely. I'll be able to, you know, give that a look. Cause yeah, that was actually pretty good. I enjoyed that. I definitely enjoyed that.
Pam from Gene and Martin, she's in there.
Oh, good old Pam. I had a post about her and Gina. They were on, that lady's show. What's the lady's show? She gets a lot of, interviews these days. She's actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're best friends in real life. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Her and Gina. So, yeah, I posted it. I didn't listen to the entire interview, but I listened to a lot of it. And it's very interesting, the friendship that they had. I like to see people who, you know, can be successful, you know, somewhat competitive, but yet also have a lot of love for each other.
They went on the interview together for the same part.
Yeah, yeah. That's got to be difficult, you know, because you're happy but sad at the same time, you know, if you don't get it. But you know, but in a way, you're happy either way because you're happy for yourself and you're happy for your friend. So usually, you know, that's a win-win if you really want to look at it from that perspective. 12:34 a.m. New York City, where they say all the ladies are pretty. The number is 646-460-7499. If somebody wants to give us a call right now, 646-460-7499. Not immediately following, but maybe I'll give it about 30 minutes or so. We should do the musical Storm Soft and Warm just about all night long. And I got to decide what platform I'm going to put that on. Maybe I'll put that on here as well. Yeah.
The Clippers lost.
The Clippers lost? Oh, wow. So Denver right on their trail, huh?
Yeah, they're tied now.
Oh, they're tied. Wow. So a lot of big games this evening.
No. Denver half a game ahead of them. They're in third now.
Wow. So Denver.
43-21, Denver. And Clippers 43-22.
Okay, so that one in the loss column. That's the most important column because you can't get the losses back. So, yeah, interesting that the Clippers are now, you know, because of the fact that Kawhi Leonard never plays, and you know they had that lead for a while, and now they've dropped.
He doesn't look right. He plays, but he didn't look right. Right. You know who played well? What's the guy named? Boogie.
Boogie Cousins. Yeah. I thought the Lakers should have signed him. I'm not mad that they got Drummond, although they're very similar in terms of their ability. You know, I think Drummond is a better defensive player, but I think Boogie, if Boogie can hit the outside shot like he used to, he's a better offensive player.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably being fair. And obviously Drummond is a little bit younger and has less, you know, wear on the tires, so to speak, because of all the injuries that, you know, back-to-back-to-back that Boogie has sustained, which hasn't really allowed him to play an entire season over the last, say, two or three seasons. So that's why I would have to go with Drummond. And Drummond, in terms of next year being re-signed, you would think that's a possibility, but you know, one never knows, because Drummond might try to get a big contract. But I'll tell you one thing, he's going to have to start playing. It's not that he's played badly, but he's played spotty. One minute he'll play really well, one minute he'll miss layups, one minute, you know, so he, you know, okay, so I think we have my man Big Gino on here. Let's see if we can take him. Here we go. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, you knocked Sharon off. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I do have two phones, but right now I'm using the other one for the... Say that again. I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. I didn't want to put the number up there. Hold on. Okay, sorry about that. My bad. All right, so Sharon Cummins. Let's see if we can get Sharon back. Here we go. All right, my bad on that one. Hopefully nobody saw that little boo-boo that I made. Yeah, that was Big Gino. Big Gino called, and he wanted to say hi. But the only problem is, I don't have two lines right now because you're on one line, so I couldn't have both of you on the same line. So he just said hello real quickly, and then so we got off because we still got about 10 more minutes before we end the show. So we didn't want to have him bite in on your time. Yeah, 47. So we got 13 more minutes to go. And
I'm hoping the Lucas don't go in the seven. No, damn plane. I can't deal with that crap.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? But in some ways, the play-in might be better. You know why? Because if you're going at the 8 seed, you might actually play Utah. And so I think playing Utah, you at this point, Utah playing them is better than playing Denver. And also, it might be better than playing the Clippers. So really, the seed is going to be a little deceptive in terms of what's good or bad. Now, I do understand what you're saying. You don't want to lose, but if you go in at the eighth or the seventh seed, you really only have to win one game. So it's not like it's a one-game elimination for those teams. So I think either way.
Well, you don't want to go. You just want to go rest and get ready for your playoffs.
It's only a difference of like 2 or 3 days. And actually, you know what? The Lakers might need to play more anyway because of the fact that they haven't played together. So that might help them as well. So I'm not going to get crazy either way. You know, like you said right now, what are they, a half game ahead of Portland or whatever? So the bottom line is they got to win. They got eight or nine games left. They got to win these games. And so it is what it is. Wherever they go in, they go in. I mean, you know, it's not like if they go in as the in a play-in, they can't win a championship. It's not like if they go in at the seventh seed or the sixth seed that they can't get knocked out in the first round. Anything, all bets are really off at this point. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, I wouldn't bet $5 on one thing happening over another. Although, like I said, I did bet that, or I would bet Nick Ross that the Atlanta Hawks, because like I said, I just want to spite him since you know, he thinks that no black coaches can coach, or not that they can't coach, that basically that black players don't play hard for black coaches. I mean, what if the Philadelphia 76ers not playing hard for Doc Rivers? The Atlanta Hawks not playing for Nate McMillan? I mean, you know that. You know,
that's
so
right,
that's that, you know, that.
What about the Steelers? The Steelers played great for
Tomlin. Tomlin's never had a losing season in his whole history. His whole history as the Steelers has never had a losing season. And to be honest with you, there's been a couple of seasons when he lost Roethlisberger for the whole year. He should have had a losing season. The fact that he kept that team together was a modern miracle. And Gino says Sharon Cummins is the most electrifying woman in the world today. Oh my goodness, what a compliment. What do you mean, Gino? What do you mean by electrifying? Can you elaborate on that for us, please? When you put the word electrifying next to Sharon's name, are you just talking about her natural beauty, her savoir faire? What are you referring to? Are you saying that she's hot, mucho caliente, like the Spanish women are accused of being? You know, what is it, Gino? Please, before we go off the air, please, we got about 10 minutes, Gino. Please let us know. Lakers will win the championship. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. So you're saying that Sharon is just so beautiful. That's what you mean by electrifying. Wow, that's quite a compliment. Unbelievable, Gino. Big Gino, man. I tell you, you're full of butter and love this evening. No doubt about it. Wow. And once again, I'm DH Groove, and with the beautiful Sharon Cummins. We got interrupted or set, you know, just a little bit by Big Gino down there in Baltimore, Maryland. You know, basically a 2-hour show this evening, and it's gone pretty well. You know, we've gone all over the place. We've talked about the Moderna, the Pfizer, or the Lakers, the football, the black coaches, the white coaches. We've touched base on a lot of it all. So that's the greatness of Sports Guru Live, and we want you to keep on downloading our podcast and continue on Anchor, on Spotify, on iTunes, available at all your local podcast friendly sources. And so continue to listen to us every Saturday and continue to spread and like and share and things of that nature. So we finally you can't teach a dog new tricks. I finally got the hang of it in terms of knowing how to keep us on. Great show tonight. Well, thank you, Mr. Ross. We do appreciate it. We saw that you shared the show, and we definitely appreciate it. And I tried to pop you on, Mr. Ross. I guess you got a little shy. But if you want to come on next week, we'll certainly get you on and talk sports or whatever you want to talk about. This is for Sharon Cummins. Oh, well, I'll tell you, you know, you are Mamacita. Mamacita. See, I knew you had a little Spanish in you, Gino. I saw that little light skin of yours on your little post, and I said, yeah, that Gino, man, he got a little Espanol señor in him, you know, go ahead, big, yeah, big poppy, and if big poppy gets into that damn Hall of Fame when he did steroids just like Barry Bonds, I'm gonna go shoot all the sports writers. That's so that's tongue in cheek, so please don't come after me, the FBI or anybody else. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's amazing how everyone takes everything seriously, except for when black men get killed while driving black, so to speak. That's not a big deal. You know, you can gun down a black man no matter what. Or George Floyd. I was thinking about his name a little earlier, and I was remiss. But the bottom line is, yeah, you can put your foot on his neck for what, 7, 8, 9, 10 seconds and kill him in cold blood and try to get off, on some sort of bullshit, what's the word? Defense. Yeah. That goes over good. So the other cops, I guess, will eventually stand trial and they should be, if not, you know, guilty of, homicide or manslaughter, at least an accessory or something. You know, I don't know what the actual charge should be. I'm not a legal person, but the bottom line is, you know, they shouldn't get off scot-free. There should be some, in fact, at worst, they should all lose their jobs. Okay, that would hurt them the most. Because obviously, if you don't have the 20 years and you don't get that great pension, that some people always want to knock cops in terms of, oh, they don't get paid enough. Well, any job where you can get paid after 20 years, half your salary, is not a bad thing. And especially with the overtime you make, say if you made, $100,000 to get a pension, $75,000, pretty much tax-free for the rest of your life, is not a bad deal. I'm not saying, you know, these days that you could absolutely live on that. But, you know, hey, you could come close to it. You certainly you could do a lot worse, you know, because a lot of jobs out there don't have pensions, lifetime pensions. You know, I'm one of the few people that had a job where you have a lifetime pension. They most jobs aren't providing that. The only kind of pension you have is one that you provide where you contribute X, Y, Z and a company may match you. You know, they may have matching pensions, but the very few far between these days. So, you know what, you know, count your blessings. 54 minutes and counting, five more minutes for the show. And it's been a great show. We thank Nicholas Ross for being, you know, out there and having a lot to say. Even if we didn't agree with everything Nick said, we definitely agreed with some of it. And we also got that bet going. Hopefully Nick will give us the okay on that Nick Atlanta Hawk bet, because I'm taking Atlanta in the black coach and he's taking the Knicks in the white coach. So we look forward to that. And as far as Big Gino is concerned, I mean, to the compliment that he gave Sharon Cummins, man, Sharon, you know, I don't know if you have a man or not, but if you do, he better watch out. Big Gino coming hard. Back in the day, hey, look, back in the day, they used to say, hard charger. You a hard charger. Oh, well, hey, nothing wrong with that. Sharon's saying a little gratitude, a little charming, you know. I remember a time when she used to kind of, you know, push back your advances, Big Gino. Time has changed. We're in a pandemic. Sharon feeling a little lonely out there in Brooklyn. Feeling like lonely girl. Well, you know, hey, so Sharon, all receptive to your love, Big Gino. Oh yeah, you know. And also, let's say this before we end, Big Gino, you done lost that 50 pounds now. You a whole nother person now, baby. Big Gino, big and sexy. Not as big, but still sexy. Oh, do it, Big Gino. Got Sharon blushing on the radio, on Anchor, and on you know, Facebook Live. Yes, indeed. I'm DH Groove, and we just having fun before we get off here. And that's what this show is all about. Yeah, it's about sports. It's about, you know, sometimes we talk about life and things of that nature, but it's all about fun nature, having fun, enjoying 2 hours of sports talk on hour on Anchor. And we had a blast. And Nicholas Ross says the bet is on. Go Knicks. Oh boy, I tell you, it's amazing. Money just makes money. I just keep on making more money, boy. I got my pension today, and they gave me $300 more. So good God Almighty, I don't know. Come on, Nick, I'll take whatever we decide. All about the love, says Mr. Eugene Morris. All about the love. Oh yes, indeed. Ain't no question about it. Definitely. Definitely, definitely. So look, we're going to sign off now, and then I'm going to play this little theme song, and then we're going to get on out of here. So Sharon, we will see you next week. Big Gino, we will see you. Peace out, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yes.
All right, so let's give a little love song here, music, before we go off. Close. They want me to rate it. I'll give them that. And so what? Here we go. Let's give, where are we at? Let's go back to Tamia. Yes, sir. Peace, bro. Yeah, absolutely. Join us for the musical storm, soft and warm, all night long. But before we do that, let's give you a little bit of this, Tamia, and we'll get off the air like this. Once again, we thank Anchor. Ah, yeah. Yeah. DH Groove in the house. Come on, now.
All I hear is raindrops falling on the pain I feel will go away. And today I'm officially missing you. I thought that from this high